Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us in several different ways, people. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And we had ourselves a fun night in Tempe, Arizona on Saturday as the Arizona State Sun Devils are able to upset the Oregon Ducks, man. What a game. A thriller, if you will. Mike and I were there to take it all in, and obviously a full day of college football in general with Ohio State leading the way. They looked impressive, obviously playing well for them. LSU looking good, too. Alabama without Tua looking pretty damn good as well, and I know they didn't play any competition, but still looked really, really good. NBA basketball, our Phoenix Suns going to Minnesota, winning that game. The Bucks continuing to win. Mike Wilson, I got a lot on my mind this morning, brother. How are you?
I am doing good. And yes, you got a lot on your mind. I got a lot on my mind. So let's get to it.
Absolutely. A lot to get into. We are just getting loose, just getting warmed up, so hang out with us for the next couple hours or so. He's Mike Wilson, like I said. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
And data rates may apply. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Take advantage of our best Black Friday sale ever and save up to $400 when you buy a mattress and premium sleep bundle by texting SLEEPY to 84888. Sleep great through the holidays and get up to $400 off by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's S-L-E-E-P-Y to 84888.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauseam.
Let's jump right in. Imagine the night before Thanksgiving, you partied too hard. Now you're suffering through Turkey Day, trying not to Ralph on Uncle Ralph. Bob, do you A, vomit, B, guzzle the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauseam?
Take Nauseam?
Correct. Nauseam's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging in food or drink.
Get fast-acting Nauseam now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And then obviously call us 1-800-878-7529. Mike, I don't want to beat around the bush, man. Obviously, a lot of times at this time we would talk to our professor of sports, John Poulter, but unfortunately we don't have him today. So that gives you and I a little bit more of an opportunity to talk about college football, maybe even throw some college basketball in there and some of the other things that are on our minds in hour number one, because as we know, hour number two, all about the NFL, and rightfully so. NFL football is king as far as I'm concerned. But LSU goes out there, obviously has a pretty strong performance, taking care of Arkansas. Ohio State beats Penn State. And I'm going to just say this, man. Say what you want about Penn State, and they don't win these big games. But I'll tell you what, they have to play these big games on the road each and every week, and I think that there's something to be said for that. They lose at Minnesota, they lose at Ohio State, but those are two really tough places to play in the Big Ten, so I give them a lot of credit. Georgia, they snuck by Texas A&M 19-13, and I'm not going to take anything away from Georgia. Texas A&M isn't terrible either. They're 7-4 on the season. But that's not the most impressive victory. Alabama, 66-3. And again, I know they're playing Western Carolina, but so much talk about no Tua on the field and how is Alabama going to respond, this, that, and the other. And looks like they didn't miss a beat, Mike Wilson. Arizona State upsets Oregon 31-28. Utah, the other team in the Pac-12 that has a shot, an outside shot, at representing the Pac in the championship or the playoff anyway, is Utah, and they do win 35-7 over Arizona. Maybe could have got caught, you know, looking ahead a little bit, but they didn't do that. Oklahoma hangs on over TCU 28-24, and, you know, they got out to an early start. TCU was just kind of clawing back at that one. Minnesota rebounds pretty well, if you ask me. They went on the road 38-22 over Northwestern. Wisconsin continues to look pretty impressive for the most part. Jonathan Taylor, what a huge day for that kid. 28 carries, 222 yards, a touchdown, and Wisconsin rolls 45-24. Michigan Michigan beats Indiana, and for a little bit, that was a close game too, to be honest with you, Mike. And then Baylor gets it done 24-10 over Texas. Auburn wins. Notre Dame wins. Iowa wins. So basically a lot of chalk across the board when you think about the ranked teams beating the undefeated or the teams that aren't ranked, Mike. But at the end of the day, those top four teams continue to flex their muscles a little bit. And most impressively to me are Ohio State and LSU.
Oh, absolutely. Ohio State is certainly, and you and I have talked about this numerous times. I think you and I both believe Ohio State's probably the best team in the country. At least to me, they're the most well-rounded. They can get you. They certainly can get you on offense, and they have that Chase Young and that defense that can just get after you. I mean, that Chase Young yesterday might have put his stamp on being the number one pick in the draft with what he was doing against Penn State yesterday. He was causing all sorts of havoc. That defensive line was getting tons of pressure on the Penn State quarterback. They were just flat out impressive yesterday. You know, the score, you know, 28-17 wasn't a huge margin of victory. Penn State made a big run in the third quarter. You know, they scored 17 points and got themselves kind of, you know, back into the game. But when it came down to it, you know, people talk about defense winning championships. Well, you know what? That defense for Ohio State might have guaranteed a shot at getting that championship at the end of the day. And Georgia, they weren't impressive yesterday. You know, the offense struggled against a decent Texas A&M team. I mean, Texas A&M came in at 7-3, and so they were no schlub. But Georgia, you know, if anybody falls out of that top or that number four spot, Georgia's number four, and I could see them sliding out of that four spot and someone else kind of sneaking in there. Maybe Utah goes from 7-4. I mean, look, I look at the SEC yesterday, and you and I were talking about this. Hey, this is their weekend off. I mean, besides LSU playing Arkansas, who's in the SEC, but they're the bottom feeders in the SEC, no one played anybody. Alabama didn't impress me. You can't, you know, people were saying, well, that's an impressive victory by that backup quarterback. I mean, they're playing Western Carolina, for Christ's sake. You know, slow down. It's one game against Little Sisters of the Poor. So, you know, all in all, it was a great day at college football. Not so great if you're an Oregon Duck fan. I mean, you and I saw that with our own eyeballs last night. Oregon just looked pathetic. Justin Herbert looked really bad. He was erratic. You know, take away the last 7 minutes of the game where he got his team down the field and scored some points. But for the most part, Justin Herbert, just you couldn't unsee it in terms of Herbert's performance last night. And just how bad it was. So, you know, if you're a Pac-12 fan and you want a team in that playoff, you got to be rooting for the Utah Utes now. The Ducks are way out of it. Ducks probably go to the Rose Bowl, but it's just one of those things where Utah is kind of like Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's our only hope right now.
So, I feel you.
It's just. Yeah, so, I mean, that's just the way it went out yesterday, but that's what we love about college football, my man.
Yeah, no, I mean, we want to see chaos, we want to see upsets, and we got that. You hit on a bunch of things, so I kind of want to address a couple of them. First and foremost, Chase Young, that dude is unbelievable, and let's not forget that he was out for two games. I think he has 16.5 sacks, something like 7 over the last couple of games. This guy could wind up having the most sacks in the Big Ten, in the history of the Big Ten, by the end of the year. He's got three games, at least two games left to do it, and obviously there will be a third game. So, I think the guy does break the record at the end of the day, and I do believe that he should be there for the Heisman Trophy to at least have a chance to win that award. And I think it'd be pretty cool to see a defensive guy win it, because it always goes to offensive players. So this guy's having his mark on the field on the defensive side of the ball, just like an offensive guy would. So very impressive from him, very impressive from the Ohio State. I really, truly think they are the best team in the country, and I'd love to see them match up with LSU. I think that would be just an unbelievable matchup, and we're forgetting about Clemson to a certain degree, because obviously, like you said, I know they're in the ACC, but they didn't play a game on Saturday, so we're kind of forgetting a little bit about Clemson. But truth be told, They're a really good team. We know that. Obviously, we know about Trevor Lawrence and what he can do and what he's been able to accomplish already. So I really like them a lot. And I think that if there's a team that's going to be on the outside looking in, it's going to be Alabama, man. I think that they've set themselves up to be on the outside looking in this year, which, quite frankly, Mike, I'm okay with it, man. I want something different every now and again. So if we were to have Ohio State playing LSU in the championship game, I would totally be cool with that.
No, I would totally be cool with that as well. And, you know, having chaos is something that I look forward to. I always want it. But, you know, last night, I was rooting for the Ducks pretty hard. It's just been a long time since the Pac-12 has been able to talk about having, you know, two teams from the conference having a shot at it. So that was kind of what I was hoping would continue. But like I said, the Ducks just stunk it up last night. There were a bunch of duck tears on that Sun Devil field last night amongst, you know, the celebration from all the fans and the team and everything. So, but look, you got to give it up to the Arizona State Sun Devils last night. They came to play. They were on a four-game losing streak, and things were not looking good. Now they got a big win, and it kind of makes you think, if they could have figured this out earlier, what the season could have been for Herm Edwards and his guys. But it is what it is. ASU gets the win. Oregon just has to regroup, and I don't know what to say really about the coaching performance last night, other than it stunk for Oregon. But you know, hey, look, we got the top four teams in the country. We got Alabama to talk about. I mean, it's just, this is the time of year in college football where it just gets nuts.
Yeah, and, you know, just kind of thinking a little bit about the game with ASU and Oregon. Obviously, Oregon, we're on that field. We're looking at those guys. We're looking at the size of them, and we're like, wow, these guys are huge. The receivers are really big. Herbert is a huge guy, too. He's 6'6", and all of it. Believe me, I was standing right next to the guy. So, you know what? Sometimes size doesn't matter, and sometimes size doesn't matter. And ASU went out there, and they just outperformed them. So got to give it up to ASU, man. They played a solid game. And I know we got to take a break, so we're going to do that. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Snap, play action to throw. A lot of time. Down the middle, wide open. Breland's got it. Breland's going to race it. 15, 10. Haul it into the end zone and call it six. Jacob Breland, wide open.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Code Rubino, Devil's Digest.
Devil's Digest, huh?
Yes, sir.
Where are you located, my man?
Right here in Tempe.
Okay, Devil's Digest, okay. I'm Catholic now. I'm a Christian. Watch out them devils. Just saying.
Well, you can see,
we're good, brother. We're
you can
good.
See devils all over the place.
I ain't so. Taking it personally.
What kind of mythical powers does a sun devil have? We got to consider that.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can always get at us, follow us as well on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind about the sports world as well. 1-800-878-7529. We are going to jump out to the phones here in a moment, but and I know we have Mitch in Santa Monica, and we'll get to him in just a quick second. But, Mike, real quickly before we do that, I know you were talking about the Pac-12 as last night when we're leaving the game and there's a guy that we're talking to on our way out, and he says he's just wants to see something different besides two SEC teams. And I said to you pretty quickly, I said, look, man, I want to see the best. And quite frankly, to me, in my humble opinion, and I welcome anybody to challenge me on this, my personal feeling is that the best football is played in the SEC. So if it happens to be that you get two of those teams from the SEC, three of those teams, it doesn't make a difference to me. I want to see the best playing the best. I can understand the argument about spreading it around a little bit, but then we're watering things down, if you ask me, Mike. So my personal humble opinion is I want to see the four best teams playing each other at the end of the year by whatever ways that they decide and figure things out with the computer, with their head, strength of schedule, this, that, and the other. It makes no difference to the Dorf man. I want to see the four best teams in the country going at it, whether it's SEC teams, whether it's Pac-12 teams, whether it's Big Ten teams. It doesn't make a difference to me. But with that being said, I personally do not think there is a Pac-12 team that is good enough to show up and be in that college playoff. I don't care if Utah has one loss. To me, when they play the big dogs, they're going to go down just the same way that an Oregon would. And quite frankly, Oregon laid an egg in Tempe, man. You can't look that bad for 3.5 quarters and think of yourselves as a championship contending team, at least, again, in my humble opinion, Mike.
No, you hit the nail on the head as well. You know, as much as I want to back the Pac-12, growing up in Pac-12 country, going to Pac-12 games, writing about Pac-12 and all that kind of stuff. Now, it's one of those things where, like you said, the SEC is is just flat out the best football in the country. And there's no two ways that you could split this and argue against that. They have more NFL players, type players. They get drafted every single year. It is quite obvious you take a look at their success in terms of championships, bowls, all that kind of stuff, that they are the best, the best conference. Now, Clemson fans might have a little thing to say about that, but, I mean, Clemson doesn't have much of a leg to stand on as well because the ACC is just, besides them, is just garbage. So it's one of those things where it's, I want best on best, and I write about that all the time. And if that means, if that means a couple of SEC teams or three SEC team gets in, then that's what it is. And that's what the goal of the committee was to have the best four teams play for the national championship.
Yeah, I agree 100%. All right, let's jump out to the phones. We'll hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch in Santa Monica, you know the cast of characters. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and obviously it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. What's on your mind today, my friend?
Well, let's see. I called talking about, the Miami FA. What do you think's on my mind today? Man, last night they were banging it down on Bancroft. They were partying on Piedmont, and they were dancing in Durant when your Cal Bears went into Sanford and won the Axe. First time in a decade, and to become bowl eligible in back-to-back years, four times in almost two decades. Yesterday, the game of the day, and I don't think you guys really touched on it much at all, but the Cal-Stanford game was by far an incredible game, an incredible achievement. Cal is now 5-0 if Chase Garbers finishes the game. And if Nico, like he did yesterday, steps up and can catch a ball, I'm telling you, those Cal Bears with Weaver on defense, they're a force to be reckoned with. They're a pretty good football team. Well, Justin Wilcox from Wisconsin's got that, their head coach has got that team pretty tuned up when they're healthy and they have their right players. Because, boy, it was quite a – I was sorry I wasn't there, but I got plenty of reports and watched it on TV. And quite an accomplishment. Congratulations, Cal Bears. Go Bears, Cal Band, great. Amazing accomplishment for Cal.
All right, so let me ask you this, because obviously I got two Pac-12 lovers on with me, Mitch in Santa Monica, and then my partner, Mike Wilson, in general. But truth be told, man, where's your head on the Pac-12? And I know you love the Cal Bears. You've got ties there. Your son is in the marching band, which is ultimately really, really cool. I think it's amazing. I think it's really cool stuff. But where are you with the Pac-12? Do you think they can hang with the big boys, yes or no?
I don't think they can at all. I mean, Utah is, they slacked Cal. Devon Modster when he was there. So, I don't know what Utah is, if they're for real or not, because we don't know what the Pac-12 is. I want to thank Arizona State for really kind of messing up the top 25, and hopefully we're going to have some chaos. But it seems like with Oregon's loss, it kind of lets Alabama potentially back in the door, which, I don't know, as far as I'm concerned, any playoff without Alabama is fine with me. But I think the Pac-12 is a bunch of pretenders, I mean, it's very, very simple. They beat up on each other. They can look at each other. But I'm sorry, if Oregon gets the hype that they did and goes into ASU and lays an egg for 3.5 quarters, and what, they scored 21 points in the last 7 minutes to make it like a ball game? I mean, you guys were there. I mean, that was kind of crazy. I was monitoring it going like, what the heck's going on with this? I think for pretenders.
No, it was a wild finish, and you're right, man. I'm thinking the same way you do, and I'm always thinking that way about the Pac-12 because, truth be told, you got to prove something to me before I'm just going to anoint you to the top of the world in the sports world, especially college football, when we're talking about teams from the SEC. And even for this matter, I know this will bother you, but the Ohio State from the Big Ten, man – they're impressive. Whether you like them or not, Mitch in Santa Monica, you have to be impressed with the body of work that Ohio State has had. And you know what? This Day guy has done a great job of taking over, being the coach there. I'm relatively very impressed with Ohio State. And again, I know you don't necessarily like them, but you have to respect what they do. Yes or no?
Ironically, before that was going to be my next comment in terms of pretenders. Besides Ohio State, I think the Big Ten is a bunch of pretenders. I mean, I know that you were hot on your Minnesota Golden Gophers when they looked like they were on a road to potentially going undefeated or going to play Ohio State. But they came in and proved who they really were. And Ohio State so far stepped up and met every challenge. You know, I mean,
see, I'm going to disagree with you, though. I'm going to disagree with you. I mean, having to go to Iowa to play is not an easy task. So, you know what? Minnesota got behind in that football game. They wound up making that an interesting game. They lose 23-19, have a chance to get that onside kick at the end of the game. Don't get it, obviously, but they go and they rebound pretty well against Northwestern. They could have laid an egg coming into the game. You're talking about the axe for Cal, but they've got the axe game coming up with Wisconsin next weekend, as we know, in Minneapolis. So they could have laid an egg. They could have laid an egg. And the game against Wisconsin now means a little bit more, to be quite honest with you, Mitch.
It sure does. And I think you and I may have to have a little friendly wager off air between these next week's game, because I don't think Minnesota is going to go into Wisconsin and get the axe.
I think
they're going to lay an egg. I think they're going to have two losses.
Well, I think Minnesota gets it done. I hear the music. We got to take a break. Appreciate your call as always, Mitch in Santa Monica. Anybody else want to get on with us, hit us up. 1-800-878-7529. Twitter, it's Pigskin Opinion from Mike. It's Dorf on Sports for me. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back in just a few, and we're going to continue rapping about the sports world. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Message and data rates may apply. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Take advantage of our best Black Friday sale ever and save up to $400 when you buy a mattress and premium sleep bundle by texting SMART to 84888. Sleep great through the holidays and get up to $400 off by texting SMART to 84888. That's SMART to 84888.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired, or who will win the NBA MVP? Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55, that's COACH55, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauzene.
Let's jump right in. Imagine the night before Thanksgiving, you partied too hard. Now you're suffering through Turkey Day, trying not to Ralph on Uncle Ralph. Bob, do you A, vomit, B, guzzle the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauzene?
Take Nauzene?
Correct. Nauzene's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging in food or drink.
Get fast-acting Nauzene now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
Are you or is someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? Every person's experience with Parkinson's is unique, and for many patients and families, that can be one of the most challenging aspects. The Michael J. Fox Foundation built a guide to help. Visit michaeljfox.org/PD360 to download the Parkinson's 360, a guide for navigating the disease. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/PD360. Visit today.
This final possession, 10 seconds to go. Kemba with a basketball. All square, 106. Kemba, out near the midcourt logo. Tries to blow by Bruce Brown. Passes to Jeremy Lamb. Puts up a three. Hits it! He hits it! 1.3 seconds remaining! Jeremy Lamb puts the Hornets up. 109-106. Ball game!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Love the people that listen to us all over the globe on Sirius XM Channel 211. Appreciate you people. Call us. Let us know what's on your mind about the sports world. We're obviously going to talk a little NBA basketball, but whatever's on your mind is on our minds. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. Follow us there as well. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And we're obviously going to switch gears. We're going to talk a little basketball, Mike. And, you know, the other day I was watching the Clippers playing the Houston Rockets, and you and I discussed this a little bit as we were watching ASU and Oregon play on Saturday night at Sun Devil Stadium, and I said to you, you know, you look at the Eastern Conference, and we're looking at maybe five, potentially six deep as far as teams that we think are relatively good and can compete and contend a little bit. And then we look at the Western Conference, and quite frankly, I'm looking at five or six teams again, and I don't necessarily trust or believe that the Dallas Mavericks are that great yet. I do like what Luka Doncic has been able to do early in the season. The guy's putting up some ridiculous numbers, playing fantastic, has the Dallas Mavericks playing fantastic. And then you go to that seventh spot in the West, and it's the Phoenix Suns. You go to the eighth spot, it's the Minnesota Timberwolves. Teams like San Antonio on the outside looking in, obviously Portland Trailblazers on the outside looking in. They're literally almost in the cellar in the Western Conference. And then when you look at the cellar in the Western Conference, it's the Golden State Warriors, for crying out loud, man. That's not something we've been able to say for a long, long time now. Obviously, the injuries have really gotten to them. They lose KD in the offseason. So we understand they're up against it. But the Western Conference has been so dominant, or at least people have thought it's been so dominant for the past couple few seasons. But with that being said, Toronto Raptors did win the NBA championship last season. And as far as I can tell, they're in the Eastern Conference, but what the heck does the Dorf man know? So when I'm talking about the balance of power, I guess you can hear the sarcasm in my voice, Mike Wilson, but truth be told, I think that the NBA is fairly balanced right now is my whole point in this.
No, you're right, and it is balanced. And the funny thing is, as much as people complain about, you know, how good Golden State's have been, you know, the Golden State Warriors have been over the past four or five years, and when LeBron was in Cleveland, you know, everybody was like, it's Cleveland, it's Golden State again, and, you know, the balance of power is just in those two teams. I think people miss that a little bit. I think they like that. Having a top dog to kind of hunt down and kill is a big thing for fans, but I don't mind the balance too much. It just opens you and I up to be those guys they're like, you know what? I don't think I trust, like you were saying, Dallas. Like for me right now, I'm not trusting Utah. I expected more out of Utah for some reason, and they're 11-5, which is not too bad. I mean, they're winning 69% of their games and all that kind of thing. But Dallas, Utah, who else? I mean, in the East, Brooklyn, I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, the Flat Earther and Kyrie, he's not going to lead them anywhere. They're going to be in the lottery. Philly's going to figure it out. Philly's too good and too talented and, you know, has too many studs on that team, I think, to stay at a 5 seed. But it just, you know, Miami, I don't know what they're smoking down in Miami. I'm sure it's probably something good to be 11-4 right now, but, you know, I don't exactly see Miami being the 3rd seed out of the East when it's all said and done. And as much as a good story as the Phoenix Suns have been to start this season, you and I were talking on our local show here in Phoenix, just, hey, they're starting to come back down to earth. And I don't expect, you know, Phoenix to be in the playoffs. I think in the East, you know, it's Milwaukee, it's Boston, it's Toronto, and it's Philly. Other than that, you know, you can take whoever you want. I think in the West, certainly it's the Lakers, it's the Clips, Houston, even though, you know, you and I were talking about Houston a little bit, they're going to be fun to watch. Are they set up to win an NBA championship? No, it's too much ISO ball, too much hard and dribbling the ball out. And Denver, you know what? It's funny because Denver's 11-3. They're winning close to 80% of their games. But does Denver scare you? Like I don't think they put a scare into anybody like Denver does.
All right, so you touched on a lot of things, a ton of things to digest from what you said, and I'll start where you're at right there with the Denver Nuggets. They're 11-3 pretty quietly, let's be honest, man. They've kind of just gone about their ways, and they win, and obviously they've won 4 straight. The Lakers are tearing up the league early. They've won 7 straight now. They're 14-2, the best record in all of the NBA, and then obviously the Milwaukee Bucks are the next team that comes into play there. But let's hit on a couple of those things that you were talking about in the Western Conference. First of all, I don't think the Lakers can continue to do what they're doing because, truth be told, they're getting a ton of great performances from LeBron James, who right now is leading the league in assists, which I'm not necessarily surprised at that because I know how great of a passer and how great LeBron sees the floor. But I don't think that continues because guys have to continue to hit shots for him to keep getting those assists. AD's played really well for them. Dwight Howard has played really well for them. Again, how long is that going to last? The guys that are hitting shots for them, how long is that going to last? I don't know. Because at this point, you know, we were talking about the Lakers are going to need to make a trade. They need shooters. Well, right now, they're winning, and they're winning at a pretty good clip, 14-2. So at this point, they're a team that could win 70 games. Is that going to happen? No, it's not going to happen. But you can see the way that things are going, at least for them right now. I think they're going a lot better than anybody would have anticipated this early in the season. With that being said, the Houston Rockets, you talked about them a little bit. I don't think Westbrook is comfortable. I'm sorry, but I'm watching him play, and this guy's used to having the ball in his hands a lot. He is obviously splitting time with James Harden right now. James looks comfortable. James looks like himself. Westbrook, it's taking him some time to figure things out there, how he fits into things with the Houston Rockets. So in a weird way, I think it's taking back from his game a little bit. Hopefully he can figure things out and be as assertive as he is. But at the same time, maybe it's not the worst thing in the world to have Westbrook slow himself down a little bit and kind of have things under wraps. So I'm kind of going to wait and see on the Houston Rockets. Do I think they can win a championship? No. But I think that they're going to be a really tough out? Absolutely. The Clippers, that's the team, obviously, that we're all talking about with PG-13 and Kawhi Leonard and a really good team that they already had before those guys came. So I think the sky's the limit with the Clippers. Obviously, they can play defense. They've had a couple of really nice defensive plays at the end of games to win. Kawhi Leonard against the Boston Celtics the other day, blocking Kimba's shot, you know, in the corner to get that victory. I like certain things about the Clippers, but I think that they're still a work in progress. The Utah Jazz, you mentioned them a little bit. I think they're too young, personally. I think that that's what's going to ultimately hit them, is they're a little young. And I guess I could say the same thing about the Denver Nuggets at this point. The Phoenix Suns, man, look, they're going to play really hard. They're going to work their tails off. Monty Williams is doing a great job. I 100% behind that guy and the job that he's done with the Phoenix Suns. James Jones, I give them all credit for what they've done. Can they continue this? Sure. Will they continue to win games? That's something I don't know about. And then Dallas, Luka, man, it's all about Luka, right? I mean, how good can that guy be, and how good will the Dallas Mavericks be, and will the Blazers get out of the cellar? Will San Antonio make a little bit of a run? I'm going to watch the Kings. I'm going to watch the Pelicans, because I think that those are two teams on the outside looking in right now that have some potential. The Eastern Conference, I'm sorry, man, but it is all about the Milwaukee Bucks, and I'm going to sound like a homer to a certain degree, but that team is absolutely loaded, bro. They're just really good, okay? They're really, really good. The Boston Celtics, I think they're a little small, so I think that they're going to have to figure something out there. Do I like Tatum, the way that this guy's game is blossoming? Absolutely, Mike. I love it. Has Kemba come in and fit in maybe better than Kyrie? Absolutely. At least early on, you got to like what he's brought to the table. And if I'm not mistaken, he's the highest leading scorer of guys like Ray Allen and some of the other guys that have come to the Boston Celtics. I think he's averaging like 21.8 in his first 15 games or whatever it is. So relatively impressive what Kemba's been able to do. The Miami Heat, along with the Phoenix Suns, man, that's the story of the NBA right now, because Miami's playing fantastic. Toronto, I mean, I think that people would have thought that they'd take a bigger slip than they have. They're still competitive. The Sixers need to figure it out, buddy. I know that you and I both know that they're loaded. They have a ton of talent. But I saw Haka Simmons the other day. That could play on that kid's head throughout the whole season, because he doesn't shoot free throws very well. We know the guy doesn't shoot the ball incredibly well in general. It's going to be about Embiid, having that guy stay healthy, and then obviously figuring out who their closer is. I think that that's something that they need to work on. But truth be told, I like the balance of power throughout the NBA, man. I think you have a lot of big twos, maybe in some cases a big three, but for the most part, a really good balance of power right now. And I don't think anybody has it incredibly easy. I know that the records are really good for Milwaukee, really good for the LA Lakers, but seven-game series are going to be tough with a lot of these teams. At least that's what I'm thinking right now, Mike.
No, yeah, and I would tend to agree. You know, Boston's going to go through some injury issues right now, with Kemba being out with his neck problem for the next little while. You got Gordon Hayward. I'm telling you, Gordon Hayward looked like he was back to his all-star status that he was in Utah with his play to start the season, and to have that broken hand, you know, for the Celtics and be out 6 weeks, you know, it's going to hurt them, and it's going to hurt having Kemba out. I mean, Kemba's fit in beautifully with everybody else. I mean, bottom line, Kemba just wants to win. Like, he wants to feel the playoff intensity. He wants to get there. Like you said, Tatum's starting to blossom. Everybody's starting to blossom once Kyrie got out of there. The offense is moving a lot better, but they got injuries that they're going to have to deal with. Let me ask you this, Dorvin.
Yeah.
But I'll ask you after the break. I'll tease it a little bit and have this question about Ben Simmons after the break.
All right, no problem. I love Brad Stevens, by the way, too. I think that guy's a spectacular coach, and Spoelstra has done a great job with Miami early in the season as well, because obviously 11-4 out of the gates, that's impressive. I know the music's going. We got to take a pause for the cause, and then we'll come back and wrap up hour number one. Remember, hour two, all about the NFL here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close.
In a tie game with 23 seconds to play, Bucks have 10 to shoot. Lopez, top of the circle. Hand off to Middleton. Bledsoe, baseline dart. Out to the... Nope, Bledsoe to Lopez. Double clutch, short. Lopez battling for the rebound. Tipped out, taken. This is Middleton. 6 seconds to play. Shot good! Top of the key! That's a three. 116-113 Bucks.
Here's Westbrook. Ian Beverly got a little history.
And this time Westbrook just bullies his way into the lane. Here is Westbrook. Can't stop that burst of acceleration.
This is Dorf on Sports.
And a long rebound to Westbrook. The Thunder want to push. Crosses up Gallinari. Got to the rim. Finishes.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
The Raptors will likely just dribble this out. 9 seconds to go. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Pounding the ball into the floor, CJ Miles, as the Raptors come to the Bay Area and pick up the victory for the first time since 2004.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Final time here on hour number one of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us on Twitter. Follow us there as well. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And hour number one always flies by, Mike. I hate to say it, but like always, too much to talk about, never enough time to get it all in, because hour number two, we go all NFL. And just thinking about some of the things that are going to happen on the football field for this particular Sunday, week 12 of the NFL. Obviously, we've got some great matchups. You got the 49ers and the Green Bay Packers. That's your Sunday night game. You've got Dallas going to play the New England Patriots, which I think a lot of people will have their eyes on that one because of Dak Prescott and all the questions about him, and Tom Brady not having a spectacular season by any means as far as Tom Brady goes. And then that Monday nighter, man, it's obviously intriguing. The Ravens playing incredibly well. The Rams not playing that well. But I do think think the Rams are in a good position to win on Monday night. But think about some of these matchups, man. What are you looking for, and how excited are you to be talking about NFL football week 12? I can't believe it, man. We're almost to that time where it's playoff football.
I think we are at that time where it's playoff football. I'm looking forward to the Seahawks game today in Philly. I'm looking for that Monday night game, but it's all good, and Green Bay and Frisco are going to be great games as well. So we got a lot to talk about after the break.
Obviously, yeah, no, there's some great matchups. We all know that. But anyways, we do hear the music. That means hour number one is in the books. Hour number two is on the horizon. And like I said, it's all about the NFL. So keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and we'll be back in just a few.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Billionaire and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, one of the world's richest men, has formally announced his Democratic bid for the presidency. Ending weeks of speculation, the 77-year-old former Republican announced his candidacy in a written statement posted on a campaign website describing himself as uniquely positioned to defeat President Donald Trump. Bloomberg wrote, "I'm running for president to defeat Donald Trump and rebuild America." A plane carrying at least 17 passengers crashed shortly after takeoff in Congo's eastern city of Goma, killing all of those on board and possibly more on the ground. The aircraft crashed into residential homes near Goma's airport. Black smoke rose from the plane, whose wreckage could be seen amid destroyed homes as dozens of men tried to help with the rescue efforts. The UN mission in Congo said it has sent emergency crash and rescue teams to support Congolese authorities. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Navy has been notified that the White House will not intervene to stop a disciplinary proceeding that could cost a SEAL his position in the elite unit. Although President Donald Trump tweeted on Thursday that he would not let the Navy remove Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher from the SEALs, the Navy was given White House guidance so that it can proceed as planned. This would seem to have diffused a conflict between the president and Navy leaders. Navy Secretary Richard Spencer said, quote, "I need a formal order to act. I do not interpret Trump's tweets as a formal order," end of quote. Voters in Hong Kong turned out in droves in district council elections. The Electoral Affairs Commission did not immediately provide the final turnout rate, but said that at least 69% of the city's 4.1 million registered voters had cast ballots. That sharply exceeds the 47% turnout in the same election 4 years ago. The election was carried out peacefully, with no voters seen wearing protesters' landmark black clothing or face masks. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
There's been a massive pork recall in the United States. Wendy King has the story.
Morris
meatpacking has recalled approximately 515,000 pounds of raw pork after an anonymous tip that they were producing products without inspections. The Food and Safety Inspection Service classified the health risk as high. The company, which is based in Maywood, Illinois, produced the raw pork products without federal inspection and outside of inspection hours. The items were produced from November 2017 to November 2019 and distributed to retail locations in Illinois. The products bear establishment number 18267.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper has opened the door for the athletes at the nation's military academies to delay their active duty service to play professional sports when they graduate. Esper signed a memo laying out the new guidelines, which say the athletes must get approval from the Defense Secretary and require them to eventually fulfill their military obligation or repay the cost of their education. The memo came at the insistence of President Donald Trump, who directed the Pentagon in June to come up with a way to allow athletes to play professional sports immediately upon graduation. Trump gave the Pentagon 4 months to develop the new policy. Allowing athletes to delay service has been a hotly debated issue. The Obama administration had put a policy into place allowing some athletes to go to the pros and defer their military service.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And yes, it's all about the NFL here in hour number two of the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. As we know, you're checking us out on Sirius XM channel 211. And then obviously a bunch of different platforms as well, whether it's KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network, Heartland News Feed, Sports Byline, iHeart, TuneIn. We got you covered in so many different ways, and we got you covered with Week 12 of the NFL. Mike Wilson, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing really good, man. There's some good matchups today. I'm excited to talk about some of this, and I'll tell you what, man. I'm taking a look at some of the ticket prices for some of these games. It's relatively cheap to go to some of these NFL games now.
Yeah, I think the Washington Redskins are giving tickets out at $6 a piece, man. It's pretty crazy. But if I'm not mistaken, you got a better deal than that, bro. You paid a dollar for a ticket at some event, so you're doing okay on that note, man. But obviously, we hear the music behind us. Hour number two is right with us now. We're going to be talking about the NFL, like Mike said, some really good games. Green Bay Packers, 49ers, that's your Sunday nighter. Seahawks and Eagles, that's a big one. Cowboys and Patriots. A lot of big games. As we know, we're closer to the NFL playoffs than we know. It's right around the corner. So keep it close, everybody. A lot to get into. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
And data rates may apply. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Take advantage of our best Black Friday sale ever and save up to $400 when you buy a mattress and premium sleep bundle by texting SMART to 84888. Sleep great through the holidays and get up to $400 off by texting SMART to 84888. That's S-M-A-R-T to 84888.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauseam.
Let's jump right in. Imagine the night before Thanksgiving, you partied too hard. Now you're suffering through Turkey Day, trying not to Ralph on Uncle Ralph. Bob, do you A, vomit, B, guzzle the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauseam?
Take Nauseam?
Correct. Nauseam's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging in food or drink.
Get fast-acting Nauseam now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
In a slot on the right, out of the gun, Prescott play action, got a man wide open in the middle. That ball is caught by Gerald at the five, and he walks in easy for the first Dallas touchdown of the year.
Jackson sets in the shotgun. Third down and three from the Ravens 17. Mark Ingram sets to the right. Jackson wants to throw, has all day, going deep. Down the middle of the field, looking for Hollywood Brown. He's got him. Dolphins 30, leg race 20, and he's going to score. Hollywood Brown, his second touchdown on his second catch in the NFL.
Oh, my God.
What the hell's going on out here?
This is Dorf on Sports.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. We try not to be too much and make your head explode, by the way. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us in a couple of different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up and follow us on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. All right, we're going to run through all the games, give you the whole lineup of what's going to happen. Buccaneers at the Falcons, Broncos at the Bills, Giants at the Bears, Steelers at the Bengals, Dolphins at the Browns, Panthers at the Saints, Raiders at the Jets, Seahawks and the Eagles, Lions and Redskins, Jaguars playing the Titans, Cowboys having the Patriots, and then the late night game, Sunday Nighter, Packers playing the 49ers, and then, like we've talked about a little earlier, the Monday Nighter is Ravens and Rams, and already in the books, Texans taking down the Colts 20-17 on Thursday night. Deshaun Watson has a little bit of a rebound game, obviously after the terrible performance against Baltimore, so like seeing that from him, and a tough loss for the Colts because those two teams were neck and neck before the game, and now the Texans do have the advantage in the division right now. But, Mike, a lot of things we're going to see out on the field as we do each and every week. Week 12 is going to be no different. Some of the things that you're looking for.
Some of the things I'm looking for here are I want to see how Cleveland responds to Myles Garrett being out. I mean, I know they're playing the Dolphins, so it's kind of like playing the JV squad. But when you're missing that kind of talent, it's going to be interesting to see how they react to it. I'm interested to see how Kyle Allen, you know, plays against the Saints. The Superdome is a very tough place to play. Is Carson Wentz gonna show up against Seattle, and is Russell Wilson just gonna continue his stellar play, MVP type season in Philly? Which, you know, that's not an easy place to get a W. Dak and Zeke and Amari, how are they gonna do up in Foxborough against the defending champs? And how are the defending champs going to deal with Dallas? Dallas has some talent, and that New England defense is going to be having they got a challenge in front of them today. So I think that's going to be an interesting game. And then, you know, we talked about those hometown, Green Bay Packers going to San Francisco to take on the Niners there at Levi's Stadium. That's going to be a fun game to watch. And then, you know, look, Monday night, does Lamar Jackson keep up his excellent play? Does he keep himself in the MVP conversation? I mean, I'm certainly, you know, warming to the fact that you can start, you know, putting him in that conversation. How do the Rams come to play? They've had kind of a down year in terms of their standards. So there's lots to look for in these games. And like you said at the top of the program, buddy, We're in that time of year where these games take on extra importance because we're getting closer to the playoffs. So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to, and it's popcorn and soda time.
All right, let me start with Lamar Jackson. He is absolutely MVP caliber, brother. He is leading the MVP race right now, in my humble opinion. The guy's been fantastic, and, you know, everybody talked about him being a runner. This guy is showing us that he can throw the ball just fine, and any questions that you ever had about him, he's definitely answering this season. Let me talk a little bit about Russell Wilson and the Eagles, Carson Wentz. Russell Wilson has the better bevy of wide receivers to go to. Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, who will be back out on the field for him this week. I'm excited to see how he looks after being injured a couple of weeks ago. I believe they're coming off of a bye week as well. So things kind of look good for the Seahawks in the sense of being prepared for that game. Carson Wentz, on the other hand, has not had the wide receivers like Russell Wilson. No Jackson in that lineup, no Alshon Jeffrey. He's in and out. I think he'll be back for him this week, but he's had to do it with guys of lesser caliber for sure, and he's paid the price. So I think this is a huge game for the Philadelphia Eagles, my man. They need this game. The Seahawks need the game, too, in the sense of home field advantage throughout the playoffs. As we know, the Packers have a big one with the 49ers, who are leading the way right now with that home field advantage. So that's a huge game for home field advantage, and that would be a huge notch in the Green Bay Packers belt if they could get that victory over the 49ers moving forward and thinking about home field advantage. So Carson Wentz, man, where are you on him? Has he taken a step backwards, in your opinion?
I think he has taken a step back a little bit. I mean, let's face it, he's had some major injury problems with that knee, so that always plays a part in a young quarterback's development. So, and then, you know, like you said, I mean, he's had some of his weapons not available to him. So you're only as good as the weapons you have around you. And if you can stay healthy, that obviously that helps as well. But I do think he's taken kind of a step back, and, you know, people in Philly may be asking themselves, you know, why did he get rid of Nick Foles? You know, where's, you know, big stuff Nick when we need him? Now, granted, Nick has been, you know, he's been hurt this year, but, you know, that's not a guarantee that he would have got hurt if he was playing with Philly and all those kind of things. But I think there is some questioning of, is Carson Wentz gonna be here for the next 10 years type of thing?
Yeah, and you know what? It's a good question to have. Obviously, with what they did with Nick Foles, the guy came in and won. And to be quite honest with you, I don't think that they've really recovered from that. You know, we've talked about other teams not recovering, you know, like the Arizona Cardinals when they got destroyed by Carolina, or Atlanta when they got their big lead taken away from them in the Super Bowl by the New England Patriots. Certain things you just don't recover or respond well from. And I don't think that the Philadelphia Eagles have really ever recovered from Nick Foles, to be honest with you. I mean, one could argue that he had that team running a little bit better than Carson Wentz. And I'm not taking anything away from Carson Wentz, because before he got injured that season, Mike, he was having himself an MVP-like season. And everybody was talking right about, oh, this guy coming from a small school, this and that and the other. But I don't think he's been the same guy ever since that injury. Do you?
No, and it's the type of injury, you know this as well, that it's hard to recover from. So it's one of those things that, you know, getting completely back and feeling completely confident
mobile.
In that knee and mobile is a tough thing to come back from. So, you know, look, Seattle is one of those teams. I mean, they're no scrub. They're absolutely no scrub. And when you got Russell Wilson pulling the strings, Philly just has a really tough home game today, and you know, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself here, but I think Seattle's going to pull that out.
No, I know you do. I know you like them. Obviously, we'll go through our picks in that final segment. Next segment, I do want to talk a little bit about Dak Prescott, Tom Brady. You know, Dak Prescott has been really good. People are always really critical on this guy. Tom Brady hasn't been so good, but I think when push comes to shove, we know that Tom Brady can get it done. So we'll talk about that, a bunch of other things as well. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Fourth and goal at the one. Foles running up and down the line. It's a direct snap, and it goes to Clement, who gives it off to Burton, the tight end, who then throws in the end zone. Touchdown! Foles caught the ball on a touchdown pass of the yard by the tight end. What did we just see?
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices, and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
MoneyNow 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Watson takes the snap, looking, hits QT, left side, QT across the five, going for the pylon, and he's in! Touchdown, Houston! Kiki QT! Watson takes the snap, throws left side of the end zone, and it's caught! DeAndre Hopkins backpedaling into the end zone. Touchdown, Houston!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
Right, baby. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind about the games that will be happening in just a little bit. Week 12 of the NFL is here. It's upon us. 1-800-878-7529. And before the break, I did say that I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Dak Prescott and Tom Brady, and we'll get into some other issues before we get our picks out there in the last segment. But a lot of people dog Dak Prescott week in and week out and say that this guy's not capable and can't lead and this and that and the other. But far as I know, man, he's leading the league in passing yards, and that offense of the Dallas Cowboys is relatively explosive, and why the hell not? You got Ezekiel Elliott, you got Amari Cooper, you got other wide receivers, Randall Cobb starting to come into his own the last couple few weeks as well. Tom Brady on the other side hasn't looked all that great, man, I'm serious, but at the same time, it's Tom Brady. I'm never going to question what Tom Brady does, and I know that this guy has six Super Bowl rings, and when it matters and it counts, this guy is going to make the right play more often than not. But give me your thoughts on Dak Prescott and the season he's having. Give me your thoughts on Tom Brady and the season that the Patriots are having. 9-1, I think it's a little bit of smoke and mirrors, but at the same time, it's the New England Patriots, man.
No, I absolutely agree. We're talking about the GOAT, okay? We're talking about Tom Brady, who is working on his – he has six rings. He's working on seven. And so, you know, if there is a downfall a little bit or regression, you know, during part of the season, I don't sound the alarm bells or anything like that, because we know what New England's going to bring during the playoffs. And just, you know, you just go off past experience with them. And the moment that you doubt Tom Brady is the moment that Tom Brady steps up and just kind of winks at you and just goes, you don't know what you're talking about. Dak Prescott, on the other hand, give the man his money. Pay this guy. Okay. He is more than to me, more than earned the next contract. I don't know what Jerry Jones is waiting for. You know, they're going to have to pay Amari Cooper as well. So get these guys paid. The other thing I'll say with Dak is just, Dak is just, if you just want a guy to go out and ball for you and make the right decisions and be one of those quarterbacks that you don't have to worry about being on the 5 o'clock news and all those kind of things, Dak's your guy. And Dak has done everything that he's been asked to do, and then some. So bottom line with Dak is he's a good quality quarterback, and pay the man the money that he is worth.
Look, my problem is definitely not with Dak Prescott. I think the guy's a really good quarterback. I've liked him since he came in and obviously took over for Tony Romo. What I question with the Dallas Cowboys is who's leading them. Obviously, Garrett, and I'm not sold on Jason Garrett as far as a head coach goes. And I think that ultimately that's the big decision that Jerry Jones needs to make moving forward. I agree 100% with you. You got to pay Dak Prescott. You got to pay Amari Cooper. You've already paid Ezekiel Elliott. And with that being said, Ezekiel Elliott has kind of underperformed this season. So Dak Prescott is absolutely earning his money, is my point. Well, let's get this in here as well, because in the next segment, like I said, we like to go through every game and give our picks and analysis. Green Bay Packers and 49ers, you got Aaron Rodgers, who quietly having another productive season, to be quite honest with you, and Aaron Jones has had a lot to do with that. 11 touchdowns for that guy. You can use him in and out of the backfield. He can catch passes for you. Devontae Adams hasn't been on the field, so other guys have had to step up a little bit. Jimmy G, Aaron Rodgers, how do you stand on these guys?
Man, look, Aaron Rodgers speaks for himself. I mean, what he's done, what he has accomplished in this league. Now, granted, you and I have talked about this a few times. He only has one championship. He has one Super Bowl. Well, you know what? That's one more Super Bowl than Dan Marino, one of my favorites of all time. So, you know, with that being said, you got the next kind of up-and-comer, I believe, in Jimmy Garoppolo. And moreover, with San Francisco, is that they have a defense that can just flat out disrupt anything you're trying to do. That defensive line with Bosa just puts all sorts of havoc and pressure on the opposing quarterback. I think this could be the game of the day, the Green Bay San Francisco game. I think it's going to be a really fun game to watch. You got two good quarterbacks, two great quarterbacks. You got a great defense in San Francisco. So there's something going to have to give in the Bay today, and we will see what happens.
I've been impressed with Jimmy G. I got to tell you, I mean, in games where he's had to step up and show up, he has. He had a 4-touchdown game against the Cardinals once. No, he's had a 4-touchdown game against the Cardinals twice. So he did it once here. He did it once there. He's shown that he can make the plays, he can make the throws. He does have a really quality receiver in Emmanuel Sanders. I don't know if he's going to be able to go for him or not. I believe he is questionable. So that'll obviously play a big factor. But he does get Kittle's back, and I love Kittle, man. Yep. That guy can really, really make a huge impact on the game. Running game, they do it with no-name guys. Coleman, Breida. I don't know if Breida is going to be on the field. I know he's questionable as well. So injuries will play a little bit of a factor. The 49ers are only a 3-point favorite. But with that being said, money is heavy on the 49ers today. So if you're a gambling man, maybe take the Packers on that whim, because usually when the money's on one side, you go the other direction. But I really do like the 49ers a lot. I think they're a really quality football team. That defense really gets after it. I think that that's going to be tough for Aaron Rodgers and those guys to figure out that defense a little bit. But what can you say? Two really good quarterbacks, like you said. What are your feelings on the Browns after what happened with them? What are your feelings on the Steelers after the whole ordeal that happened between those two teams?
Well, I will work in reverse order here. So I'll talk about the Steelers first. You know, you and I have talked about that this may be Mike Tomlin, the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, his best coaching job that he's done while he's there. He doesn't have the killer bees. You know, Big Ben is out with his injury all year. Then they, you know, they got rid of AB. They got rid of Le'Veon Bell. So for what Tomlin has done to get them to 500 and in the hunt for the playoffs is nothing short of remarkable for that squad. Now, you know, not having Marquise Pouncey for the next couple of games is going to hurt. That guy is a dude. As I like to say, he's not a guy, he's a dude, and he brings a lot of attitude, as certainly you could see in his reaction to Myles Garrett's situation the other night. But I think that's going to hurt him just a little bit. But let's face it, they're playing the Bungles. If they're in Cincinnati, I think you know, Pittsburgh should come out on top of that. But I think they're going to be okay considering what happened against Cleveland. Now, Cleveland, they get to play the JV squad that is known as the Miami Dolphins. I think they're going to be okay today, but moving forward, they got games against Pittsburgh coming up. They got games against the Ravens. I mean, they got some teams that they can lose to, and having Myles Garrett, who is a good defensive end, and get pressure on the quarterback. I mean, if you ever seen this guy without his shirt on, holy smokes. I mean, the guy's like chiseled out of granite. That's going to hurt. And then you have the up and down play of the offense that goes. It's just one of those things where you don't know which offense is going to show up. And then, you know, you were mentioning the weak spot with Dallas might be Jason Garrett. Well, I think the weak spot with Cleveland is Fred Kitchens. I think this guy, he's learning on the job. He's learning on the fly. And it's just not a good mix with what they have on staff. With what they have in terms of personnel.
All right, I want to get this in here real quickly, too. Mitchell Trubisky will be starting for the Chicago Bears. Your thoughts about him? I know he's regressed a little bit as well, but is it him? Is it Nagy? Is it a combination of the two? What's going wrong for the Bears?
I'm just going to say real quick that it's a combination of the two. He's regressed. Nagy's kind of got conservative with his play calling, but that's because of Trubisky's play on the field as well, I believe.
And I don't think he has all that many weapons. Allen Robinson, only his really good wide receiver. And I don't know, man. They got rid of Jordan Howard as the running back. So some things that have happened there, too. Anyways, I do know the music's going. We got to take that pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll do our analysis of each and every game. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Brady at work with White to his right. Three to the left, including Gronkowski in a triangle with Hogan and Edelman. Gordon to the right. Brady, left foot forward, extending the hands, waiting on the snap. Adjusting at the line, takes the head high snap against a three-man rush. He lobs a throw left for Edelman, who's open and backpedals to make the catch in the left side of the end zone.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired, or who will win the NBA MVP? Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Message and data rates may apply. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Take advantage of our best Black Friday sale ever and save up to $400 when you buy a mattress and premium sleep bundle by texting SMART to 84888. Sleep great through the holidays and get up to $400 off by texting SMART to 84888. That's S-M-A-R-T to 84888.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
The heroes of the 60s, like the game itself, seem larger than life size.
All right, now I want you to listen to me and listen good. Because this is what we're going to do. We're going to run the ball. We're going to pass the ball. We're going right down this field. And we're going to score.
Stafford's going to work out of the gun. He's got Kerryon to his right. Matthew leans in. Here's the snap. Matthew's got it. Pocket holds. Matthew looks, throws. Got a man. Kenny Golladay. He can walk in. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. 9 yards on the connection, and the Lions have extended their lead.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Same goes.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. And by the way, you can always catch me late night doing the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. And this week, obviously, week 12 of the NFL Rewind. I start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We go to the wee hours of the night or the morning. I have no idea what time it is for you. I just know I'm doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America, which starts, again, like I said, at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for me. Mike, at this time, we always go through all of the games for the NFL, and this week is going to be no different, my friend. Look, a lot of good games, let's be honest. A lot of good games, but we'll start out with the Buccaneers and the Falcons. Falcons have kind of found something over the past few weeks, Mike. The defense has stepped up. Matty Ice is starting to throw the ball a little bit better. Receivers are making plays. Buccaneers, they're up and down. They're kind of a disaster. B.A., the quarterback whisperer, not having that great of success with Jameis Winston. However, Jameis Winston does have a bunch of yards, man. He's right up there with the league leaders, but the results on the field, not that great. I like the Falcons. I think they get it done. Could be a touchdown or more just because the defense has really stepped up for them as of late.
All right. So you took all my talking points for this game. That's great. One. Two, the next thing here is, yeah, I think Atlanta's going to win this game. I'm going to actually put a score on this, just kind of based on what we were talking about yesterday, Dorf. I'm going to go Atlanta 30, Tampa Bay 17.
Wow. Okay. So we're both on the same page. I think that's a decent call. Broncos at the Bills. I mean, look, this is all about Josh Allen and the Bills and old man Frank Gore, if I'm not mistaken. He's got an opportunity to put himself even higher up in the record books with a few more yards, if he can rush for those few more yards. John Brown, a very capable wide receiver for Josh Allen. I like the Bills, and I think the Bills could run away with this one, man. This could be a double-digit victory for the Bills, in my humble opinion.
Okay, again, taking all the talking points away from you, this is great. But the next thing, well, you know, you can look at it, two great minds think alike. I mean, that's basically what it is. It's the beautiful people talking. But I think the Bills do run away with this. It is Josh Allen. They're 7-3. They're playing good ball. And it's something you haven't seen in Buffalo in a long time. So I'm going to go with Buffalo. I'm going to put another score on this. I think it's going to be, I think Buffalo is going to put some serious points on the board. I'm going to do a 45-23 type of score.
Wow, interesting. Giants playing the Bears. Like I said earlier, Trubisky does get the start for these guys. The Giants are just a disaster, quite frankly.
Yeah.
They don't know if they should be playing Saquon Barkley, if he shouldn't be playing, because obviously they're out of things as far as the playoffs go. So do you risk a guy? Do you risk it the future? Daniel Jones up and down like a roller coaster. I got to like the Bears in this one for some odd reason, and their defense should be the difference, if you ask me, Mike.
Yeah, I think the defense is going to reign supreme today in Chicago. New York is just, they are just an unmitigated just disaster. They're the redheaded stepchild right now. They don't know what to do. No, but I think Chicago wins this by a touchdown or so.
Speaking of redheaded stepchild, that's a great segue. I have no idea, but I do think both of these guys...
Go ahead. Set you up, bro. Here we go. No, I'm just saying. Look, go ahead.
I happen to think that both of these guys are redheads, and one of them is not starting anymore. That's Andy Dalton, the redheaded flamethrower. And then now you got Ryan Finley, the rookie, who's obviously from our neck of the woods here in Phoenix, Arizona, played his high school football at PV High School, then goes on to play at NC State. Welcome to the NFL. You're on a team that's 0-10. You got the Steelers coming in after the chaos that they had. I think they rally behind them, quite frankly, and Mason Rudolph and the guys, they go get a victory. I like the Steelers, man, and I think that they come out and they're just – they're ready to play. So if I'm the Bengals, I'm kind of worried, man.
No, I am if I'm the Bengals, but I've been worried about stuff all season if I've been the Bengals because, you know, they just are just pathetic. So, no, I think Pittsburgh goes in there. They put their foot down early and put their foot down often, and I think this is a blowout.
Browns and Dolphins, not much to really say. I think you hit on it earlier. You know, you called them the redheaded stepchild of the NFL, and that's the Dolphins we're talking about. And I think this is a good opportunity for the Browns to get a victory and kind of let cooler heads prevail again after the chaos that Myles Garrett presented. No reason for it, in my humble opinion. 8 seconds left in that game. Absolutely should never have happened. But with that being said, I think the Browns do get a victory.
No, I do think the Browns get a victory. As much as a Dolphins fan as I am, you know, I have to base stuff in reality here. Miami's just not good. Cleveland's better. They got better personnel. They got a better quarterback, all that kind of stuff. So I think Cleveland does win this rather comfortably.
Panthers and Saints is a division game. Obviously, the Panthers need to win, man. They've been up and down with Kyle Allen. It started out pretty good, but it's kind of been up and down since the quick start. Christian McCaffrey, we know what he brings to the table. Michael Thomas on the other side. Alvin Kamara, we know what those guys bring to the table. Drew Brees, a little bit of question about whether things are running better or not with him or Teddy Bridgewater. You and I both know that if Drew Brees is healthy, that's the guy they're going to go with, so it doesn't make any difference, but the future looks bright for them at that position, to be quite frank. I think that the Saints win this one, but I think it's a lot closer than the experts predict, and they're predicting a 10-point victory, or at least that's what the Saints are favored by. I think that the Panthers play them pretty tightly, and I think this is a close game. Could come down to who has the ball last, but I do like the Saints. I think they win at home.
No, I do. I do too. I just think that Superdome is such a tough place to play. And with, you know, McCaffrey, I mean, they're going to stack the box against him. They're going to key on him all game, the Saints defenses. So, you know, I think it's Saints all day with this. I I just think it's kind of be a blowout in the Superdome.
Okay, Raiders and Jets. Raiders have been a little bit of a surprise, if you ask me. Obviously, the sixth seed right now in the AFC playoffs, and the Jets, they've struggled. Sam Darnold sees ghosts. Who knows what the heck he's seeing on a weekly basis, but every now and then he sees ghosts. And anybody that sees ghosts, I can't bet on them. So I like Derek Carr. I like the Raiders. I think they win. They keep the playoff hopes alive for those guys. So I like the Raiders going on the road to win.
Oh, Raiders all day, and I think John Gruden is starting to make some people regret what they said, last year, year before, when he took over and traded Amari Cooper and, you know, the other guy, it's kind of nice to see that Raider Nation is kind of making a little comeback here. So I'm going to go with the Raiders. Yeah, if you tell me you're seeing ghosts, then, you know, I got a reality TV show for you that can go on so you can stop quarterbacking my team. So it's Raiders all day.
The other guy, by the way, Khalil Mack, he's with the Chicago Khalil Bears
Mack,
now.
Seahawks
and Eagles going at it. We talked a lot about this. Russell Wilson, Carson Wentz, a pretty good battle. Carson has taken a little bit of a step back. Russell, that's a MVP caliber guy year in and year out. I like the Eagles. I think they just need the game more. So I'm going with the Eagles. I thought I liked the Eagles last week. They let me down against the Patriots. I don't think they let me down against the Seahawks. They win a tough game, and they keep themselves in the division race with the Cowboys.
No, I'm going to go with Pacific Northwest team in Seattle. I just really like Russell Wilson and what he's been able to do with that team. And, yeah, he may have some better weapons around him, but that's not the fault of them, and it's just the way it goes. So, you know, Russell Wilson and the Seahawks win this game.
Lions and Redskins. I like the Lions. I mean, no Matty Stafford. Driscoll will get the start again. Stafford's out, and if I'm them, I just keep him out the rest of the year. But truth be told, this is not one of the better games. I'm going to take the Lions because the young quarterback Haskins for the Redskins. Go ahead.
No, you can't take – nobody in their right mind is going to be able to take the Redskins here. I'm going to take the Lions, I don't even think it's going to be all that close in Washington. Washington's just bad. Dwayne Haskins is a rookie dealing with not a lot of weapons at his disposal and a new coach. It's just a disaster in Washington. The Lions should win this.
I agree 100%. All right, next game, Jaguars-Titans – I like Tennessee, man. I don't know. The Jaguars have Foles back in the mix, but I'm going to say Titans win a tight one at home.
No, I absolutely agree. I think the Titans do get it done. And like you said on our local show here in Phoenix, they may have found something with Tannehill, which is kind of ironic to me. But, I think Tennessee is just the better club today.
Cowboys and Patriots, man, like we were talking about, Dak Prescott, can he step up? Tom Brady, he hasn't been that great, but at the end of the day, man, this is one of those marquee matchups. I like the Patriots to silence the Cowboys and their fans once again, so I'm taking the Patriots at home.
I'm going to take the Patriots as well. You go with the six-time, Super Bowl champion in Tom Brady. It would be nice to hear the Dallas Cowboy fanboys just be real silent today.
Yeah, Packers, 49ers, again, another great matchup. That's a Sunday nighter. Rodgers and the boys will go to Santa Clara, California, Levi Stadium, and try to get a victory over a really good 49er team. I actually like the 49ers. I got to go against my Green Bay Packers, and usually when I do that, that's actually a good thing. So probably the Packers will win this one, but I'm going to say I like Jimmy G and the 49ers to win it.
So a little reverse psychology that the Dorf is trying to employ on himself. Okay, I like that's a bold statement there, and let's see if it works for him kind of thing. But no, I like San Francisco for the same reasons you do. I think San Francisco, I think it's going to be a close game. I think San Francisco wins this by field goal, touchdown, somewhere in there.
All right, last one. Ravens and Rams. That's the Monday nighter, man. I mean, obviously, we've talked about Lamar Jackson potentially being the MVP and just having a great season. The Ravens are. Rams, not so much. They're up and down. I really think they need this game a lot more, too. I like the Rams to get it done somehow, some way. I think their defense matches up pretty well against the Ravens, Mike.
You know, I'm right with you in terms of that defense matching up, but I think Baltimore wants to keep the momentum going with their young quarterback and Lamar Jackson. I think Baltimore goes in there and wins a close game.
Hard to bet against them, to be honest with you, and he's been fantastic, and he's a guy that I really like. So if they win, so be it. Anyways, I hear the music. Got to take that final pause for the cause. We'll do it. We'll come back like we always do with parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Josh Allen alone in the backfield takes the snap. Looks down the middle. Looks left. Looks for John Brown. Gets separation. Makes the catch at the 10 into the end zone. Touchdown! There's a flag on the play. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Pass interference. Defense, number 27. That penalty's been declined. Touchdown.
The snap. Josh wants to throw. Rolls right. Cocks his arm. Still has it now. On the run. Gets that down north.
Touchdown.
He's in. Touchdown, Buffalo. Touchdown, Josh Allen, a three-yard runner on the right side. The Bills score their first touchdown of the game with 10:21 left to play in the fourth quarter.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down, 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Final time for you today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're always with you live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right before the NFL games. And then Dorfman comes back late night, as I always do, doing the NFL Rewind. This week is NFL Rewind week number 12 on Sports Overnight America. I start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So look for me in about 12 hours, people. But Mike, as we always do, it's parting shot time. You're up, my friend.
I'm going to give my parting shot out to Wisconsin, Jonathan Taylor, the running back from Wisconsin. He just set a FBS college football record for his 12th 200-yard rushing game. He passes Ron Dane from Wisconsin, Texas's Ricky Williams, and USC's, and one of my favorite running backs of all time, Marcus Allen. So big ups to Jonathan Taylor. Just think about it. 12 times he's gone over 200 yards in a game. Outstanding.
Yeah, and just imagine if the Badgers wouldn't have lost a game and how much more meaningful that would be, and the guy would probably have himself in the Heisman Trophy race as well. My parting shot,
right,
let's keep it in the great state of Wisconsin. Let's go to the Green Bay Packers, man. Think about the opportunity that's at hand for you to go to 49er land, Santa Clara, California, Levi's Stadium, to beat the 49ers, who are 9-1 on the season right now. You could put yourself in the mix for the home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and we know how tough it is to win in Green Bay at that time. So great opportunity for Aaron Rodgers and the boys. For Mike, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey! Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.